Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. It will be just about 1 month to the day between 2012 matchups in the Patriots-Jets rivalry. Back on October 21st, it took overtime to settle the game here at Gillette Stadium with the Patriots winning. They haven't lost since. As they get set for Thanksgiving night at MetLife Stadium, they'll be facing a 4-6 Jets squad that lost three straight games, starting with the game against the Patriots, but they did beat St. Louis this past Sunday. So what do we make of this Jets team? Let's take a look in our opponent preview.
Sanchez is back to throw. He is going to be hit and sacked. And a fumble on the play. Patriots recover. The game is over.
The Pats made it harder than it should have been back in Week 7. Leading the Jets by 10 well into the fourth quarter, they let the lead slip away, needing a last-second field goal just to tie it. An overtime field goal, followed by Rob Ninkovich's exploits, ended it. Now, on a short week, the rivals will reconnect. They know each other very well, of course, which may help in preparations.
If it was some team that we hadn't played twice a year for the, you know, for ever since I've been here, you know, the personnel is the same, and it helps us out that we play them so much.
That being said, the Jets are not identical to what they were a month ago. Behind the scenes, there's been drama, most of it related to the quarterback situation and whether Mark Sanchez should remain at the helm or Tim Tebow should get his turn. That topic was quieted in St. Louis last Sunday, with a more efficient and mistake-free Sanchez throwing one touchdown pass to Chaz Schillens and handing the rock to Bilal Powell for two more scores.
Scheme-wise, they're doing different things. They're healthier than the last time we played them. They have all their weapons. I don't think they have any injuries, to be honest with you, but they're doing a lot of things well.
But Sanchez and the Jets' offense have struggled mightily all year, scoring just one touchdown total in consecutive losses recently to Miami and Seattle. Running back Sean Green is the team's yardage leader and has five touchdowns, while Jeremy Curley has emerged as a productive wideout in the absence of Santonio Holmes. Overall, only the Jaguars have a lower-rated offense in the AFC. Defensively, the Jets are allowing the third most rushing yards in the entire league, but against the Rams, they forced three turnovers in a victorious effort.
They played really well against St. Louis. If you watch that game, they're a physical team. They got to the quarterback. They forced some negative plays for them and really did some good things. And so they got some momentum coming off that game, and we just got to make sure that we keep our momentum going.
One team will be able to maintain momentum and make it a very happy Thanksgiving.
I'll have a few quick days of practice, and before you know it, we're going to be on a plane to be in New York, so we're going to have to get to business.
With the Patriots at 7-3 and each of the other AFC East teams at 4-6, there is a chance for the Patriots to make this a very uninteresting divisional race down the stretch. After facing the Jets, they'll move on to face Miami a week from Sunday. They'll try to widen that already sizable gap week to week. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.